happy to be here with you. And I've been at Manjushri Vihara a few times before, and I was very surprised to come today and see so much of the building being built. Wow!
<笑>法师感到非常的愉快，今天有来到文殊园。那过了几年，好几年没来到这里，忽然看到盖的大殿盖的已经蛮好多了，就感到非常的惊讶。Yeah,
so that's going to be a wonderful meditation center when it's finished. And thank you for supporting that, making it happen, and supporting my friend Venerable Mingcha, who I met 30 years ago.
就感谢大家护持文殊园，护持要建筑这个大殿，将来会变成一个非常利益很多众生的一个禅修中心吧。就也感谢大家护持明家法师，特别是因为法师跟明家法师在30年前就结缘成为佛友。Yeah,
and it's very good to see my friend Venerable Jesse too, who I haven't seen in a long time.
就是有因缘也见到Jesse法师。 远杰法师，对他们都好多年都没见面了，就也是感到非常的快乐。
Yeah, and they've both been to the Abbey, and especially at the first ordinations that we had at the Abbey, both of them came, and you were the acharya for our
教授啊，教授。所以早年这两位长老，你也有来到我们社会精舍。
那当时也是我们第一次传戒，也就请了明家长老你为教授阿神。Yeah,
so we have a long connection together in spreading the Dharma. Yeah, and in the ordination.
所以这三位法师之中的那个法缘啊，已经有好一段时间了，然后还是一起传戒。So
I wanted to share with you today, a text that. Is one of my favorite texts. It belongs to the genre of texts called mind training.
所以今天法师要跟大家分享的是一段他非常心理非常相应的那个修心八颂。那这段文就好像在整个藏系的修心法门之中之一。So
the mind training texts present very profound ways for transforming our mind. And especially for dealing with difficult situations, but they express this in very simple language.
所以这些修心法门的体裁呢，是以非常简短、非常容易了解的语言，告诉我们应该怎么去调伏我们的心，怎么在遇到逆境的时候可以转变我们的心态。Yeah.
So we'll go through it verse by verse. I'll explain it as we go.
那我们就会。
And my hope is that this will give you some tools to work with your own mind, to develop compassion and bodhicitta, and also to have a peaceful mind when you're with difficult people.
那法师也希望说，我们这样一起分享之中，可以给大家一些工具还是用具，让你。 培养一个平静的心，学习怎么发慈悲心、发菩提心，然后也最重要的是，在当你遇到你不喜欢的人还是不喜欢的情况，还是能保持那种平静的心态。Okay.
But before we start, let's just pause for a minute and generate our motivation for listening to the teaching.
但是在正式演讲开始之前呢，那就让我们先慢下来，一起发心、发菩提心，然后以这种。 动机来听法。
So for a moment, contemplate how your whole life is dependent on other living beings. That everything you have, all your talents and abilities and knowledge, that everything has come in dependence upon the kindness of your family, your teachers. And all the living beings who do things in society.
所以现在可以花一点时间，可以闭上眼睛，思维一下，你在一生中所受到其他人的关怀，其他人的善行，我们现在所拥有的，所有所具有的，都是来自。 整个社会其他的众生的努力，我们的才华，我们的教育也是来自其他人有给予我们的教导，我们今天才能受用我们的知识，还有我们身边周遭所有的东西，就像意念着所有众生对我们的善心。
And having been the recipient of so much kindness, develop a feeling inside yourself, an aspiration to repay that kindness.
当我们意念到我们已经收到多么多的善心善行的时候，我们心里就很自然的可以产生一种想要回报其他众生对我们的善心的念头。
And the best way to repay that kindness is to progress along the path to Buddhahood, because as Buddhas, we'll have no liability from our own side to being of great benefit to others.
那我们要怎么去回报众生的善心呢？最好的方式就是要去修学佛法，要成佛，要行持佛道，因为当我们成佛了之后，我们从我们这一方面就不会有欠缺，能非常的十全十美，非常的完整的去利益所有的众生。
And so with a mind of compassion and altruism toward all living beings, then let's share the Dharma together this afternoon.
就让我们这样一起发无私的大悲心，看待所有的众生，以这样的心态一起分享佛法。
Attaining awakening for the welfare of all beings, who are more precious than a wish fulfilling jewel, I will constantly practice holding them dear.
所以我们现在来看这个修心八颂。第一颂呢，就说：我与一切有情众，视之优胜如意宝。一彼能成究竟力，愿常心怀真爱心，真爱情。
So this is the verse encouraging us to develop compassion and the aspiration for awakening.
所以这第一颂就是要鼓励我们要发大悲心，也要发愿成佛，要发菩提心。
So in ancient India, there was this idea of a wish-fulfilling jewel in the ocean. And if you found this wish-fulfilling jewel, then whatever you wanted,you just said, and the wish-fulfilling jewel would make it happen.
所以在古印度的时候有这个概念，就是有一个如意宝，是在海深海中能找到的如意宝。那如果你找到了这个如意宝之后呢，你就所有的愿望啊就可以实现。
So this wish-fulfilling jewel was very precious.
所以这种如意宝当然是非常的宝贵。
And this verse is saying that other living beings.Are precious to us, just like a wish-fulfilling jewel.
所以这第一颂的意思呢，就是说，所有的众生，他们就像这个如意宝那么宝贵，对我们那么宝贵。
Now this sounds very good when we talk about it, but when you think of somebody who harmed you, do you think of them as a wish-fulfilling jewel?
所以现在我们口头上这样说好像很容易。但是你真正去思维的时候，好像有对你有做出伤害的人，你会把它当成如意宝吗
？Yeah, what do you say?
你觉得怎么样
？Yeah,
not easy.
不容易，伤害你的人，把它当成如意宝。
So, what the Dharma is saying is, instead of seeing this person as 100% evil. horrible. We don't like them. We can't stand them. Yeah, that we're going to try and see them in a different perspective.
所以佛法中所意念的，这里的意思就是说，当我们有人伤害到我们，我们不要把他视为一百八仙一个很恶劣、很刻薄的人，心里就马上一直在讨厌着他，反而是要转变我们对他的态度。
So here we think, okay, this person harmed me in a worldly way. Maybe they stole my money or made my business go bad or something like this. But even though they made me face worldly problems, I had to deal with those problems. And in the course of dealing with those problems, I developed new resources.And new inner strengths within myself.
所以当我们想到这个人在世俗的方面，他带给我很多问题，对吗？他害了我。但是在我克服这些问题、克服这些困难的当中，我学了很多，我内心增长，变成比较有能量、比较有资源。所以虽然他在世俗的方面害了我，但也给我内心增加了力量。
And So because of the challenge this person posed to me, I was able to develop new qualities that were good qualities. And so in that way, that person actually benefited me.
所以虽然在世俗的方面我们说这个人给我带来困难，但是从中我反而培养了一些好的品德。所以从一个精神修行上的方面来看，他利益到我。
In addition, whatever the harm they caused me was, and whatever pain I felt, was the chief cause of that was actually my own negative karma.
然后这个人所对我带来的损害，我心里所受的创伤，其实它主要的因素是我以前所造的业力。
Yeah, in a previous life or earlier this life, I cheated somebody.I, you know, beat somebody, I did something very bad, creating this negative karma. And so now the result is coming back to me.
所以可能是今生还是前世啊，我可能有欺骗别人，还是打人啊，骂人。那就是因为这样造了恶业，所以现在导致我自己得到了这个果报。
And so actually this negative karma that I created could have ripened in a horrible rebirth. And I could have been born in the hell realm for a long time because of this negative karma. But because this person harmed me, that karma was exhausted, and it actually saved me from having a horrible rebirth.
所以因为我造了这种恶业，可能它的果报是会堕恶趣啊，下地狱。但是因为现在这个人这样害我，那反而使那个恶业已经完了，已经消除了。所以其实他也从中在这样的想法，他也在帮助我。
So in actual fact, this person helped me.
所以其实这个人不是在害我啊，他有帮到我。
Because if he hadn't harmed me, I could have been born in an awful rebirth. But because he harmed me, that karma was finished.And I'm still alive. My life is okay. Much better than a bad rebirth. So I should actually say thank you very much to that person.
所以其实这个人并没有害我啊，因为他损害我的时候其实是帮助我，因为他有做出这种行为，我才没有堕恶趣哦。现在我还是活着好好的嘛。反这现在有这个人生，当然是比身为狗啊下地狱还是。鬼魂啊，当然是比较好嘛，所以心里就可以开心，反而应该是对这个人致谢。
So when you really think of it, then that person is like a wish fulfilling tool.
所以当我们能用这种观点看待害我们的人，就会发现其实他真的像一个如意宝。
So this is a different way of thinking. It's not like our usual worldly way of thinking.
所以用这种想法来看待整个情况，看待我们的世界，其实跟我们很凡夫的想法非常的有很大的差异。
Yeah. This way of thinking is based on an understanding of karma, is based on understanding what the Buddha taught.
所以我们会有这种观念是建立在我们了解业力的智慧上，也是在我们了解佛法的智慧而建立起来的。
So when we train our mind to look at all living beings as like precious jewels, then we hold them dear. We consider them really valuable. We want to be kind to them.
所以当我们要锻炼这种修心法门的时候，我们就是要培养这种不同的观念，看待所有的众生，去珍惜到他们对我们的善心。
So, you know, we have to really think about this because sometimes we feel, oh, I don't need other people. They're so problematic.
对，我们真的要去深思这一点，因为偶尔我们会觉得，哎呀，我完全不需要其他人的帮忙啊，反正他们真是好烦，给我带来很多问题。
Okay. But then we have to ask, do I have enough good karma by myself?To hear Dharma teachings, to have a home, to get an education. Just by myself, do I have the merit to warrant that happening?
所以，但是我应该问，我们要问一问自己说，我如果一个人的话，够不够福报来听法？就是给我一个人教法，还是我一个人的话，够不够福报有一个家，还是受教育？如果整个世界就我这一个人，够不够福报受到所有这些利益呢？
Okay. So for example, today we're able to share the afternoon together and discuss the Dharma. If we were one person alone, could we do this?
所以好像今天下午有这个机会一起交流一起法谈嘛，如果只有我们一个人，会有这个因缘吗？
Yeah.If you were one person alone who wanted to do a meditation retreat, could you build the whole meditation center?
如果单独你一个人想要做一个封山去闭关哦，你一个人可以建好像这样的一个禅修的道场吗？
Yeah. You live in a very prosperous, beautiful country. If you were one person alone, could you make the whole country prosperous?
所以现在大家住在台湾一个很富有很兴盛的一个国家，所以如果只有你一个人的话，可以使整个国家这样兴盛吗？
Okay. So you see, we need everybody coming together, working together. We need all of our merit coming together to make these good things happen.
所以从中我们看得到，我们是需要所有其他人的互动啊，一起合作，一起集体累积我们的福报，现在才有机会利益，我们才有机会受益。
Okay, so in that way, we have to really thank everybody else.
所以因为这样，我们应该对大家有感恩的心态。
Yeah, because if everybody else were not here, we wouldn't have the talk. If there weren't many people joining together, we wouldn't have a meditation center.
对，如果现在没有大家从周围这样一起集合起来，我们就没有机会这样法谈，对吗？也没有大家的一起互动、一起合作，我们是不能建这个禅修的道场。
Yeah. So whether we like people or not, that doesn't matter. We're all interdependent, and because we're interdependent, we need to take care of each other.
所以我们到底喜欢还是不喜欢一个人，其实这一点不重要。最重要的一点是要了解到我们都有互相的依赖，就因为互相依赖，我们就要彼此关怀。
Yeah. And when we feel that interdependence very strong and have the strong wish to repay the kindness of others and have compassion for them, then we want to attain full awakening so that we can have the wisdom, the compassion, the skillful means.To benefit others most directly.
所以当我们深深地感受到我们互相依赖的这种关系，然后我们心里就会很自然地对所有的众生要产生慈悲心，从中我们就会发愿说，我要成佛，我要发菩提心，因为 因为成佛，我就有所有的善巧方便，所有的智慧，所有的智能，可以去利益众生。
So to become a Buddha, we have to have compassion for every single living being. We can't exclude any of them.
如果我们真的要成佛的话，我们就要对所有的众生，每一个众生发慈悲心，一个都不能少。
Okay. So that means we can't exclude compassion, and we can't, exclude an enemy.Because if we do, then we're harming ourselves because we can't attain full awakening.
所以我们的慈悲心也必须包括我们所谓的敌人，因为如果我们去拒绝他们的话，我们也是在伤害到自己。因为我们拒绝他，我们就不能发菩提心，不能成佛。
Yeah, we can't exclude even one cockroach, even one spider.
我们连一只蟑螂、一只蜘蛛都不能少。都要包括在我们的慈悲心之内。
Yeah, what do you think? Can you have compassion for cockroaches and spiders and mosquitoes?
你们觉得怎么样？能不能对蟑螂啊、蚊子啊、蜘蛛发慈悲心？可以吗？
They're living beings just like us. They want happiness. They don't want suffering.
他跟我们一样啊，都是生物，都非常想要离苦得乐啊。
Yeah. What do you think?
你们觉得怎么样？
So to do this, we have to change how we look at these living beings.
所以要这样发大悲心的话，我们就要开始转变我们怎么看待这些不同的生物。
Okay, I stayed with a friend of mine in San Francisco some years ago. She had many cockroaches in her apartment. They were the small ones, not like the big ones that they have in Hong Kong that fly through your window. These were like just itty bitty ones.
所以法师说他好几年前在上班室跟一个朋友住的时候，哦，整个公寓就跑了好多只小小的蟑螂，它不像在香港那种很大会飞的蟑螂。
Yeah, I lived in Hong Kong some years ago in a flat that I don't know, maybe we were on the 10th or 12th floor, and if you left the windows open,
法师说他好几年前就是在香港的公寓，可能第十还是第十二楼住的时候，哦，如果没有把窗口关好，就 zoom， 好大只的蟑螂会飞进来。
Yeah. So at that time, I used to think of the cockroaches in my friend's apartment because she would look at the cockroaches as her future disciples.Yeah, so that when she became a bodhisattva, those cockroaches could be born as human beings and could become her disciples.
所以那时候法师看到那种超大的蟑螂的时候，就会回想到他在三藩市的朋友，因为他的那个朋友对那些小蟑螂的态度，就是把他们看待成他将来的弟子。所以他成菩萨的时候，那这些蟑螂就会再生成人，他就有机会教导他们佛法。
Yeah, but seeing the cockroaches in that way made it much easier to live with them.
所以有这种观点这样看待蟑螂，就比较容易跟他们一起互相生存。
Yeah, because we'd go around and we would chant mantra so that the cockroaches could hear the mantra.
所以法师就在那里会持咒啊，持得很大声，让那些蟑螂听得到不同的咒语。
Yeah, I think that put some good seeds on the cockroaches' minds.
那这样在那个蟑螂的心上也可以种佛种。
Yeah, so I think you know, in some future time, when my friend is a bodhisattva, she'll have so many disciples.
所以将来法师的朋友他成菩萨的时候，一定是弟子满心田。
And she'll have so much compassion for those disciples.Because she has compassion for the cockroaches now.
那他对他的弟子一定会有发大悲心，因为好，现在都对蟑螂有悲心嘛。
Okay, so you see, we can change the way we look at different beings.
所以我们是可以转变我们对待所有各个的不同的生物的态度。
Yeah, you still keep your kitchen clean. You know, it's not like you deliberately invite the cockroaches.
所以当然还是要把我们的那个厨房料理得很干净了，不是说故意把它弄得很脏，请那些蟑螂请进来。
Okay. Then verse 2 says, whenever I am with others, I will practice seeing myself as the lowest of all. And from the very depths of my heart, I will respectfully hold others as supreme.
那第二颂就谈到说，随处与谁为伴时，是己教诸众人卑，重新深处思利他，恒常尊他为最上。
So often when we're with other people, we like to kind of be the center of attention.
所以这里说，当我们跟其他人在一起啊，跟谁为伴的时候，我们其实希望我们是整大家的那个注意的中心点，对不对？
And when we meet new people, we take out our card, and it has all the minister of this, vice president of that, chairman of this, all the things that we've done on our card.
那我们当我们遇见新人的时候，就马上把名片抽出来嘛，然后名片上就会写我们是某某董事长啊，什么副董事长等等，我们所有经历、所有的成就就写在那小名片上面。
Yeah, I think some people are so proud of themselves that their card is not just like this.But it folds, unravels, so it can list all the things.
那有些人的名片好像不只是一片哦，还是好几张可以折起来的，就是一直要列出他的成就。
Yeah, so we like to see ourselves as the best of all.
所以从这样我们看得到，我们就是喜欢把自己看为最上最好的。
Okay, and this verse is saying the opposite, that we should see ourselves as the lowest of all.
但是这一颂呢，就反而叫我们把自己视为是最低的、最卑的。
Okay, now, here in Taiwan, people are much more modest. In my country, yeah, people are not so modest. And when they read this, I will practice seeing myself as the lowest of all. They say, "This is un-American. We cannot do that."
所以在台湾呢，台湾会比较谦虚嘛，但是在法师的国家，在美国，当人家看到这一句的时候说，他是己教诸众人卑，他说不可能啊，美国人是不会这么做。
Yeah, especially Donald Trump. We are the superpower. We run the world.
对，就特别是川普总统嘛，就说哎，美国第一啊，是美国控制整个世界嘛。
Okay, I think he needs to study this verse.
Okay.
So what does it mean to see ourselves as the lowest of all, and from the very depth of our heart to hold other beings as supreme?
所以这到底是什么意思呢？要把自己视为比别人低、别人卑，还有从心深处思利他，到底是什么意思？
Yeah. Does it mean that somebody else makes a mistake and they blame it on us, and so we take the blame? Is that what it means?
是不是说好像别人做了错事的时候啊，反而来责怪我们，我们就这样让他们这样骂我们，责怪我们呢？是这样的意思吗？
Yeah. Does it mean that if somebody is abusing our human rights, we just sit there and say, "Well, okay."
是不是说如果有人在虐待我们啊，侵犯我们的人权，我们就坐在那里说，可以啊，请继续。
No, it doesn't mean we let ourselves be taken advantage of.
那这不是这一句话的意思哦，不是说我们就这样坐在那里让别人欺负我们。
Yeah, we can speak up, but we do it respectfully.
我们当然是要站出来说话，可以说话站出来，但是是以很恭敬的态度，站出我们的立场。
Okay. To get to the meaning of this, let me ask you a question. How many of you like to win an argument?
所以要讲解这个记账文的意思，我要先问大家一个问题：你们几个人在辩论的时候喜欢赢，就是跟人家争吵啊，还是辩论？你觉得你最喜欢要赢？有几个？
Oh, only two of you like to win arguments?
真的，只有两个人。
We'll ask your husbands and wives what they think. If you like to win arguments or not.
法师说回去问你们的丈夫还是太太，是不是真的？
Let's try this again. How many of you like to win the arguments?
可以再问一次哦，在争吵的时候，谁是最喜欢赢？
Oh, a few more people admit to it now.
那好，多几个人会比较坦白。
Okay. Usually when we're in an argument, we want to win because we're right, aren't we?
当我们跟别人争吵还是辩论的时候，我们一定要赢嘛，因为我们是对的啊，不是吗？
When you're having a fight with your husband or your wife, do you think I'm wrong and they're right? No, you think I'm right and they're wrong.
当你跟你的丈夫还是太太争吵的时候，你心里会想，哎，他们是对的，我是错的吗？还是反而心里想，不是啊，我对，他们一定是错的。
Have you ever been in a situation where you know you're wrong?But you keep fighting anyway because you want to win the fight.
有没有发生过好像你心里已经知道自己是错的，但还是在那一直不停的辩论，因为你要赢，有吗？
Oh, two people admit to that.
两个人坦白。
How many of you have the precept to not lie?
这有几个人有受过五戒哦，说不能有谎言，不能妄言。
Often, we will really argue till the very end. Yeah, even sometimes when we know we're wrong, because we want to win.
所以时常我们的人就是这样，一直在那里辩论呢，就是要辩到底，辩到我们赢，因为我们心里知道错了，但是我们还是要赢。
So here, when it's saying to see ourselves as the lowest of all, it means that we're going to give that up.We're not going to keep arguing when we know we're wrong. We're not going to keep arguing when we know the discussion isn't going anywhere.
所以这里这句话说“是己教诸众人卑”的时候，就是这个意思。就是说，当我们知道已经错了，我们就不会一直在那里执着，一直在那里辩论，说我们一定是对的，一定要赢。
It means in an argument, we're going to admit.Our responsibility in the argument.
所以，当我们在辩论的时候，我们反而就会承认我们所要承担的那个要负责任的那一部分。
Yeah, it means when we meet new people, we're not going to come in like, "Here I am. You're so lucky to know me, and here's my card."
所以这个地藏文也是代表说，当我们遇见新人的时候，我们就不会有那种很傲慢的态度啊，好像啊我来了，那这是我的名片，请看我所有的成就。
Yeah, because we're going to realize that all of our knowledge, all of our wealth, all of our good looks, all of our worldly success, it all comes because of other people who have taught us and helped us.
反而我们会思维到我们的财富、我们的智慧、我们的才华，连我们的外表好看，都是来自别人的教导、别人的协助。
Okay, so that's the second verse.
那就是第二颂。
Yeah, we're going to respectfully hold others as supreme.
我们是以恒常恭敬的态度看待，把其他人看待为最上。
Venerable Mingcha is a good example of that. She is senior to me in ordination. But whenever I come, she's very humble and puts me up. But she's the one who's senior, who knows more than me.
那法师说，现在明家长老尼其实他就是一个很好的例子。他戒腊比法师大，但是每次法师来的时候呢，明家法师还是以很恭敬的态度对待法师每次说，哎，你坐最上的一个座位。
Okay, then the third verse. In all actions, I will examine my mind, and the moment a disturbing attitude arises, endangering myself and others, I will firmly confront and avert it.
那第三个偈颂文就说，一举一动观自心，正当烦恼出萌生。即将傲害自他时，愿即呵斥令消除。
Okay, so we have mental afflictions. Yeah, we have disturbing emotions, and they come up and they disturb our mind. They make us say and do things that disturb other living beings.
所以心里，我们心里时常会起烦恼，这些情绪会使我们感到懊恼，然后从中我们就会做出伤害到其他众生的那些行为。
So these are disturbing attitudes like anger, greed, jealousy, arrogance, laziness, lack of integrity, things that arise in our mind and make us blind to the effect of our actions on other living beings.
所以这些烦恼就包括好像我们的嗔恚心啊、贪心、妒忌心、傲慢的心态、散漫的心态。那当这些烦恼起的时候，我们就会变成好像完全的盲目，没有去意识到我们周遭的那些其他的众生。
So these disturbing attitudes endanger us because they make us say and do things that create negative karma, and then we have to experience the unpleasant and suffering results of the negative karma that we have created.
所以其实这些烦恼会说恼害到我们，因为就因为有这些烦恼，我们就会开始去伤害到别人，从中而制造恶业，那将来也会有恶的果报。
And these disturbing attitudes also make us harm others because they're what make us yell and scream and insult other living beings. They make us lie and deceive and cheat.
那这些烦恼也会使我们做出伤害他人的那些行为，好像去喊人啊、骂人啊、去呵斥别人，还是去欺骗，还说妄语等等。
So this verse is saying, whatever situation we're going to be in, or we are in, we're going to be mindful and look at what kind of thoughts and attitudes and emotions are going on inside of us.
所以这个第三个偈颂文的意思呢，就是说我们不论在什么境况下，我们都要去保持正念，开始去观察说我们心里有怎么样的意念，怎么样的想法。
And when we notice that our mind has been overwhelmed by one of these disturbing emotions, instead of just letting it go on, we're going to practice one of the antidotes that the Buddha taught.
那当我们已经察觉到我们的心已被烦恼淹没的时候，我们不会让它这样继续为所欲为啊，继续放逸，反而我们会想要用什么法门，用佛法的教义去对治那个烦恼。
Okay, so first we have to be mindful and identify these disturbing attitudes and emotions in our own mind.
所以第一步呢，先是要去修正念，去了解到怎么去观察我们的心。到底几时有起心，那些烦恼起的时候，我们可以观察到它们。
That can sometimes be hard to do, because, for example, in the case of attachment and greed, when we get what we want, we feel happy. So we think, oh, I feel happy. How can that be a result of a mental affliction?
所以要察觉到这种烦恼的心态，其实不是很容易啊。因为当我们有起执着心的时候，还是贪爱心，反而我们心里好像觉得很感受到很快乐嘛，因为我们已经得到我们要的东西啊，就因为觉得很快乐，就觉得哎，这不是烦恼嘛。
And when we're angry, we don't usually think, oh, this is a negative emotion. We think that person did this, and I have every right in the world to tell them off.
那我们生气的时候，心里也不会说，哎，这种想法是负面的。反正我们心里想，哎，这个人是错的嘛，我就是有这个权利去骂他。
Yeah. When we're greedy, we think, I want what I want when I want it, and I'm gonna get it.
我们贪心的时候，心里就想，我要的东西嘛，我现在要去拿，就是这样。
And when we're mad, we think, I'm right, you're wrong, the solution is you change.
我们生气的时候就想，我是对的，你是错的，要解决这个问题，要由你去改变。
Okay, so in this way, it's sometimes hard for us to identify our own greed and our own anger.
所以因为这样的想法，我们就很难去察觉到我们自己的贪爱心，我们的嗔恚的心态。
Okay, so having a daily meditation practice is very helpful for learning to watch the thoughts and emotions in our mind, and that helps us identify them, identify the afflictions.
所以如果我们每天有好像做早课晚课啊，有做一些功课，去静坐去禅修，那我们久而久之就会开始学会到怎么去辨认这些不同的烦恼的心态。
But just identifying them through mindfulness isn't sufficient, yeah? Because then we could sit and say, oh, I'm mindful of anger arising. I'm mindful of my arm lifting. I'm mindful of my fist clenching. I'm mindful of punching that guy in the face.
所以我们这样修正念啊，学会怎么去辨认我们的烦恼，这一步也是不够啊。可能我们在静坐中就想，哦，我现在很修正念，我在意念到我很生气，我意念到我的手举起来，我意念到我的手伸出去揍这个人。
Is that the real meaning of mindfulness?
这是正念正确的想法的意思吗
？Yeah, I don't think so.
不是。
Okay, so when we become aware of the anger, then we have to apply one of the antidotes, like practicing fortitude, yeah, practicing forgiveness, practicing loving kindness.
所以当我们察觉到我们有起了嗔恚心的时候，我们反而应该是去下法药，去修忍耐心、忍辱心，还是发慈悲心。这样去对治我们嗔恚的心态。
Yeah, and when we notice greed and attachment in our mind, we have to practice thinking about impermanence, that whatever we're attached to is changing all the time, and we're not going to be able to possess it forever.
而当我们起了贪爱心的时候，我们就应该去观所有事物的无常，去想到说我们想要拥有的东西，每个刹那还是在改变。所以我们不应该去执着它。
Okay, so we firmly confront and avert these disturbing emotions. We don't let them just continue on.
所以从这样的，我们就很直截了当的去呵斥我们的烦恼，令他们消除。
Okay, so that is verse 3. Then verse 4 says, whenever I meet a person of bad nature,who is overwhelmed by destructive energy and intense suffering, I will hold such a rare one dear as if I had found a precious treasure.
那第四个偈颂文就说，秉性邪恶重有情，恒为猛烈最苦迫，见时如遇大宝藏，愿恒惜此难得宝。
Okay. Now what do you think? When you meet a person of bad nature,who has a lot of destructive energy and intense suffering, do you hold that person dear, or do you want to get away from them as fast as possible?
所以你自己去想，当你遇见一个很性质很邪恶的人，他被猛烈的罪苦而逼迫的一个人，你心里会觉得他很好像一个宝石，你会想去亲近这个人吗？
Yeah, if you're walking down the street and there's a beggar or a street person, do you look at them and smile, or do you like, let me get out of here, and you cross the street?
就好像在路上有遇到乞丐，你会去对他微笑吗？还是反正你觉得，我快快过马路，走另外一边。
Okay, when your aunt is or uncle is in the hospital and they're close to death.And they look horrible and they smell horrible. Do you want to go visit them?
当你的亲人已经在临床的时候，在医院啊，身体很臭，已经病得很苦的时候，你心里会想要去亲近他们吗？
Yeah. Or do you go as you go because you feel obligated, but you say hello and then you get out of there because it makes you feel so scared inside.To see people who are really sick and suffering.
所以可能是因为责任感才去医院探望他们，但是就是从远远这样讲，Hello, 医生就快点跑掉， 因为可能因为心里就受不了看到别人的痛苦。
So what this verse is saying, when we meet those kind of people, instead of the usual reaction we have, which is, get me away, okay, we're going to see them as a precious treasure.
所以这个记诵文的意思呢，就是说，当我们遇见在受苦、被猛烈罪苦所逼迫的人，我们不会拒绝他们，反而我们会把他们看为大宝藏。
In what way is that kind of person a precious treasure?
所以这种人到底怎么说是大宝藏呢？
Okay. They're actually a Dharma teacher for us because they show us our own bias, our own prejudice, our own fear of being with people who have negative energy and intense suffering. Yeah, they're like a mirror that shows us how intolerant we are of other living beings when they look or act in ways that are displeasing to us.
因为这些人是教我们在佛法上教导我们，他指出我们在心里的偏见，那些就是对其他众生的偏见的想法，他们就像一个镜子。把我们的偏见这样照出来，让我们看到我们心里无法忍受，看到我们觉得是很恶劣还是很难看的其他的人。
Yeah, without their showing us our own discomfort, our own prejudice, then we would not have the opportunity to overcome those bad traits in ourselves.
如果他们没有使我像显现出我们的偏见，让我们看到自己的偏见的想法，我们就无法去转变这种想法，无法去克制他们。
So many years ago, I was in Spain, and we were with some people at a Dharma center, and one of them worked at a hospital for children and adults.Who were crippled or deformed in some way or another.
所以法师好几年前在西班牙的时候，那里的佛法中心有一个居士，好像就在一个设为那些残障人士的一个医院。
Yeah. So they were taking us around to the different wards, and you know we would go in and they would explain to us, you know, what the people were suffering from.
那就带了法师和其他的佛友到这个医院去看一看，那就到不同的病疗去告诉大家哦，这些病人的不同的病况。
Yeah, but we all stood in one kind of corner. You know, we didn't really contact the people.
但是那时候去参访的人就好像全部站在一个角落，不敢去接触到这些病人。
And then we were about to go into another room, and the person who was taking us around said, in this room, be very careful what you say, because unlike the other rooms, where many of the people couldn't hear or were mentally incapable of understanding, in this room, there is a woman,who understands perfectly, you know, she doesn't have a mental handicap like the other ones do. She's very intelligent, but her face is very deformed and very ugly. So don't go in the room and go and back away and say things because she understands and it will hurt her feelings.
所以当他们要进入另外一个病疗之前，那个带他们去参访的人就跟大家说，诶，你们进入这个病疗之前要小心你们所说的话，虽然在其他的地方哦，其他的那些残障的病人他们都听不懂，可能他们没有听力，还是他的那个头脑思维的就是不能去了解到别人说的话，但是进入这个房间的时候，有一个女士，虽然她的样貌非常的难看，因为她的整个脸已经畸形了，但是她的智能，她非常的聪明，你说什么话她都听得懂，所以请大家不要说一进去那个房间就好像很恐怖的、 很恐怖的样子，这样会伤害到他的心。
So I said to myself, okay, I've got to make a connection with her.
那时候法师就心里在那里发愿说，哎，我一定要跟这个人结缘。
So when we went into the room, you know, I could easily identify who they were talking about. And I went up to her and I sat beside her.
所以那时候进入房间的时候，法师一看就看得出他们指的是谁，那法师就跟他坐在他旁边。开始谈话。
Yeah. I didn't know very much Spanish, she didn't know English, but we had a heart connection.
那法师不会讲西班牙语，她也不，那个女士又不会讲英语，但是他们就这样心与心，一起这样连通。
And so we sat together for a while, and we held hands, and we looked at each other, and it was something very beautiful.And I remember it to this day, you know, and I really thank her for the opportunity that she gave me to overcome any kind of hesitancy I had in that regard.
对法师回想，这在他心中留了很深的一个印象，因为那时候他就跟这位女士这样牵手啊，坐在那里相看，然后他也非常的感恩这位女士给他这个机会。开始克服他对别人的那种偏见。
Yeah, and then I think most of you have probably heard of Mother Teresa, one a Catholic nun. She's passed away now, but she used to work in Calcutta and deal with the street people, the homeless people who were dying.
那大家也应该是有听过 Mother Teresa 吧？那个中文怎么说？
And these were people who were dirty and smelly and ugly and just lying in the streets. And she had incredible compassion for these people and picked them up and took them to a place that she established that was a hospice and bathed them and sat with them and cared for them until they died.
她就是这样到印度最贫困的地方啊，找到这些病痛经身体很肮脏又很 病苦躺在街上无家可归的人反而把他们这样收养带到他就设了一个医院照顾他们到 他们命中的时候
So she used to say that she saw each of them as Jesus and that's what gave her the ability to reach out and be kind to them In Buddhist language we would say that we would see each of them as a bodhisattva and reach out and be kind and connect to them.
那这位修女就说，她把所有这些贫困的人士看待为耶稣，对吗？就因为这样，她就要跟他们结缘，要把他们又要帮关怀他们。那我们用佛法的那个观念来看，就是把这些人都视为菩萨。就因为这样，我们就要关怀到所有的众生。
And that person could be a bodhisattva.Because we don't know who's a bodhisattva and who's not. And bodhisattvas appear in all kinds of different ways in order to teach us.
那个人也很可能是菩萨，因为我们都不知道我们周遭的人到底是不是菩萨。菩萨是以多元的方式显现出来帮助我们的。
Yeah, we always think of Kuan Yin looking so beautiful and peaceful like that. But Kuan Yin's a bodhisattva.And she'll manifest in whatever way is needed to help us grow on the path. And so if we need to overcome our bias and prejudice and fear of people who are suffering, then she'll appear as that kind of person to give us that opportunity.
所以我们时常看到观音就以为每次就想到哦，观音的化身是多么的美妙。但是其实观音称为一个菩萨，她能化身为任何能帮助我们在精神的修行上进展的一个化身，特别是好像要帮我们克服我们心里对其他众生的恐惧还是偏见。
Okay, then verse 5. When others out of jealousy mistreat me with abuse, slander, and so on, I will practice accepting defeat and offering the victory to them.
那第五个记诵文就说，他人出于嫉妒心，非礼辱骂谤我等，粗恶毁言我取受，愿将胜利奉献他。
So this is another verse that's un-American.
所以这记诵文美国人也是不可能接受的。
Yeah, you never admit defeat and offer the victory to others. President Trump never would do that.
美国人啊，川普总统哪里可以将胜利奉献给别人？
Okay, so others are a situation. Others are jealous of us, and because of that, they abuse us, they slander us, they criticize us, they talk about us behind our back. And we practice accepting defeat and giving the victory to them.Now, what in the world does that mean?
所以当其他人对我们有嫉妒心的时候啊，可能他们就会骂我们、诽谤我们啊，在我们后的背后传谣言。但是我们反而说，我们就取受他们所说的话，愿将胜利奉献他们。那到底是什么意思？
Okay. Again, I think what this means is that we don't get defensive.Yeah, we don't get angry and upset and retaliate when somebody is harming us.
所以这意念说，当有人在害我们的时候，我们就不一定说马上要起戒心哦，马上就开始生气，开始要反驳他们。
Yeah, even, you know, we can see somebody may be jealous of us and how painful their jealousy is for them.But rather than push back against them and say, why are you jealous of me? I really am better. You should respect me. We say, okay, that person has some kind of need inside. Let them have what they need.
所以当我们看到别人对我们有嫉妒心的时候，可能看得到他们其实因为被嫉妒心的困扰感到很痛苦。我们不应该去拒绝他们呢，还是反驳他们。反而可以看得到说，诶，这个人可能他有什么需要，那就让他有他需要的东西吧。
Yeah. So this could be in different kinds of situations. Maybe in your work, you're working together with a team of people, and one person comes and you do a lot of the work, but towards the very end, one person comes in, does a little work, but then when you take the completed project to your boss, that person says, oh, look what I did.
所以可能在工作的范围内啊，你们是一群人一起在合作嘛，那可能由你做所有的工作，但是最后一部分当你们给老板呈现你们的做完的工程的时候，反而这个人又涌出来说，诶，这是我所做的哦。
Yeah, so we could get very nasty at that moment if we wanted to, couldn't we?
所以在那一刻的时候，我们可能会对这个人非常的刻薄，对不对？
Yeah, and retaliate by, you know, talking badly about them to the boss or around to other people.
那我们就可能在他们的背后啊，说他们的坏话，还是跟老板说，哎，其实这个人是不是好人等等。
Okay, or we could even be aggressive towards them and say, oh, look at you, you think you're such a big deal for doing that. You didn't do anything on this project.
是，可能我们就对他们比较有粗恶的语言啊，告诉他们，哎，你为什么说这种话嘛？你什么都没做啊。
Yeah. So, but I think what this verse is saying is, if somebody is that conflicted and needy inside, then sometimes you just let it go, and you know, if they need the glory, let them have the glory.
但是这个记诵文就说，如果这个人真的他的心里是这么困扰，心里一直在那里挣扎，真的有这个需要的话，那可能我们在当下就可以放下吧，就让他去争光吧。
Okay, next verse 6. When someone I have benefited and in whom I have placed great trust hurts me very badly, I will practice seeing that person as my supreme teacher.
那下一个第六个寄送文，无息饶益助某人，切成身心，寄厚望。彼虽非礼，妄加害，愿视彼为善知识。
Okay. So this could be a situation, maybe with a child, your child, yeah, or a student, somebody who, or even a husband or a wife, somebody who you have trusted very much, somebody who you have really gone out of your way to benefit and help, and then for whatever reason they turn against you.
所以这种情况就是谈到可能是你的孩子，还是你的亲人，还是你的丈夫、太太等等，你非常信任的一个人，然后你已经花了很多心思要去帮他，要去利益他，反而他转过来害你。
Yeah, so it happens in families sometimes. You know, a son or a daughter will, for whatever reason, turn against the parents and say, "Oh, you were horrible parents."Or a student may turn against a teacher and criticize them, or a disciple may do it towards their master. You know, in other words, or a husband or wife could do it towards each other. In other words, the people betray our trust.
所以这发生在很多情况下、哦、可能就是在夫妻之间啊，还是师徒之间，还是父亲啊、儿女之啊、父母跟儿女之间。忽然就这样转变，他就开始叛逆啊，还是反驳你，就这样就违背了你对他的信任。
So I think that betrayal of trust is one of the most painful things that can happen to us.
所以当有人违背还是背叛我们的信任的时候，是非常痛苦的一件事。
Yeah, how many of you have had at some time or another in your life somebody betray your trust?
所以在你的这一生中有几个人有其他人有违背过你的信任呢
Oh, some of you are quite fortunate.
哎，有些人这里真的是很幸福哦。
Yeah. I wonder if you're telling the truth.
你说真的有诚实吗
When people betray our trust, we feel so hurt.Do we ever consider that maybe sometimes we may have betrayed somebody else's trust?
当别人违背我们的信任的时候，心里真的是觉得好痛苦。但是我们有没有思维到，我们可能也有违背到别人的信任呢？
Yeah. Who, me? I would never do something like that.
你在说
我吗？ Other people are horrible. They don't appreciate how much I sacrificed for them. And look how they're treating me.
所以你在说我吗？我这个好人是不会做出这种事的，反而是别人对我多么的恶劣，我为他们牺牲了这么多，他们还是对我这么坏。
Yeah, so somebody we really loved and trusted or were close to, and then they poof turn against us.
所以这是我们最亲爱的人，我们很信任的人，反而这样反驳我们，
yeah.
违背我们的信任。
Very painful.
好痛苦。
Okay, and it recommends here.We practice seeing that person as our supreme teacher. What?
这个寄送文反而跟我们说，要愿视彼为善知识。什么？
Yeah. What in the world is that person teaching me? How to cry more?
为什么要把这个人看为善知识？他在教我什么？怎么哭吗？是不是教我怎么受苦？
Yeah. I'm so hurt. How can they be my teacher?
我的心里这么难过，这个人怎么会是我的善知识
？Okay, so, again, I'll tell you another personal story.
所以要跟你们分享一个他亲身的经验。
I don't always tell so many personal stories, but this one fits.
他不是每次都会谈到他亲身的经验，但是这个例子很相应。
So I was teacher, the resident teacher of a Dharma group.And there was one young man who was very active in the Dharma group and planning the programs, executing the programs. And so we worked together quite a bit.
所以那时候法师在一个佛教中心，是那里的常住的授课师，然后那里有一个年轻的男居士，非常的活跃啊，在那里主办很多活动。
Yeah, he had a lot of faith and devotion in the Dharma.
那他们就一起时常有合作啊。那这位男士对佛法真的是很深信。
Yeah, and then things were going very well.
那所有的事都非常的顺畅， okay. 很殊胜。
And then, the center had a little gathering for my birthday.
那有一天，那个佛教中心呢，就主办了一个庆祝法师的生日的一个庆典。
And, you know, people came with gifts and stuff. And he didn't come, but he sent a card.
那当时就很多人带了礼品啊等等，那这位男士又没有出现，反而寄了一张卡片来。
Yeah, and his card said, I'm not coming to the Dharma classes anymore, I can't take it.
那这个卡片中他就写，我不要来上课了，我受不了了。
What? Yeah, on my birthday, you completely walk out on everything you've been doing, on your, you know, just completely with no explanation.
就在法师的生日这样哦，这样送了一张卡片，就完全放下他的责任，这样走掉，就没有跟法师再解释。
And I'm like, what the world happened? And I felt so hurt, you know, because I, you know, teaching him, I kind of had a hope in the back of my mind that maybe one day he would ordain. You know, he was a very good student. He was doing all this work. And then out of the blue, bam, out of there.
那时候法师心里就在那里很困扰啊，说为什么会发生这种事嘛？因为其实他很爱戴这个徒弟，一直希望可能他会出家啊，像慢慢带着他，指导他，然后他是非常的优秀，但是就是在一刹那中忽然这样转变消失了，他法师就感到很难过。
So I was really hurt, and I used a bit of these.
真的很难过，用了好多卫生纸。
Yeah. Have to admit, I keep this company in going in business, you know.
法师说他给那些制造卫生纸的那些公司带来很多生意。
Yeah. And soon after that, I was going in retreat. And so in the retreat, I really looked back on this situation because I was so hurt. And I was saying, you know, what happened? And, you know, how can I make peace with this situation? How can I make peace with him, even though he won't talk to me?
那时候之后，法师有到去封山闭关嘛？在闭关的时候，他就去回想所有发生的事情，在那里扪心自问，为什么会发生这种事？那虽然事情已过，这个人又不肯跟我说话，我应该怎么调伏我的心？怎么使我的心和平静下来？跟这个人在心里内有一种和平。
So I began to realize that he was my teacher because he pointed out some misconceptions that I had and some very unskillful behavior I had.
So 那时候法师就意识到，哎，这个人真的是他的善知识，因为在闭关的时候，他开始察觉到，哎，这个人指出了他一些不善巧的行为。
So I found out that one reason why he left was he felt pressured. And I realized, yeah, without my knowing it, because he was such a devout student and I had hopes he might one day ordain, there was this subtle pressure on him. And he felt that and he backed away.
所以之后法师就了解到，哎，这个男士心里感到很多压力。那因为法师这么对他有很多期望啊，就在他自己没有察觉到，他也给了这个学生蛮多压力。
Yeah, so he taught me I should never have expectations of other people. You know, I should just give people space and room and let them decide things for themselves instead of pressuring and nudging them.
所以法师从中就学到说，他不应该给人增加这种压力，反而要给这些学生很大的空间，让他们自己去思维，做出自己的决定。
Yeah. And I found out that another reason he backed away was he had grown up Catholic and had heard so much about if you do these things wrong, you're going to hell. When he came to Buddhism,There was this similar idea of hell, but I mean, except in Catholicism, hell was a punishment, and it was forever. In Buddhism, hell was just a result of karma. It wasn't a punishment, and it was only temporary. But in his mind, he got the things confused, and you know, he just couldn't accept it, and so backed away.
那法师也了解到另外一点，这个学生生长在一个天主教的一个家庭，就因为这样，他一直以为说，哦，做错事一定会下地狱。那在天主教的地狱是一种惩罚嘛，是永恒的。反而在佛教，虽然我没有谈到地狱，那只是暂时的，当那个恶业已经消灭了，就不会在地狱轮回。
So again, he was my teacher because he taught me.I need to be more sensitive and more aware of how people can misunderstand the Buddha's teachings because it reminded them of their old religion or of something else they had heard before.
所以这个学生也成为了法师的善知识，因为他从这个经验中，他就了解到，哎，有些人就因为他们从小的生长的宗教，会对佛法产生误解的概念。所以要对这一点要比较敏感。
Yeah. This story actually has a good ending. You know, for many years I didn't see him. He had really backed away. But then his father died and he contacted the abbey asking if we would please do prayers for his father. And he made a very nice donation to us.
对，其实这个故事有一个快乐的结果。这好多年法师就跟这个学生没有联系，但是过了好几年后，这个学生的父亲往生的时候，他就有联络法师说，哎，请你的注众、你的僧团帮忙回向，帮忙我的父亲回向功德，也有向我们的道场捐款。
And so I realized when he did that, that he still had faith in the Dharma.
所以当他这么做的时候，法师就察觉到，哎，这个学生其实还是有相信佛法。
Yeah, that he still felt that connection, enough so that he would, you know, contact me when that happened.
那心里还是有那一个法缘嘛，就因为这样，他才会在父亲往生的时候联络法师。
Yeah, and so, you know, periodically now he makes donations.And he'll write very nice letters when he does that.
那偶尔这位学生还会捐款护持道场。那时候捐款的时候也会写信来祝贺大家。
Yeah. So once I realized that he really was my teacher, showing me things that I needed to be more aware of, then it became very easy to forgive him and to not feel hurt about it anymore.
所以当法师能把这个学生看成他的善知识，发现他教导了他许多的东西，那就很容易原谅他。
Okay, that's verse 8. That's verse 6.
Yeah.
Oh, we still have two more. Okay, I'll go quickly.
Okay, 先要开快车。
So the next verse says, In short, I will offer directly and indirectly,Every benefit and happiness to all beings, my mothers. I will practice in secret, taking upon myself all their harmful actions and sufferings.
所以下一个寄送文，无论直接与间接，愿现利乐与慈母。如母有情诸苦患，我愿暗中自取受。
Okay, so there's a meditation. It's called taking and giving.Where we imagine taking on others' suffering and giving them our body, possessions, and virtue.
所以有一个静坐的方式， 就是去观想我们叫取舍的静坐方式，我们就观想我们把所有众生的苦患取在我们身上，然后换成把我们的利乐交给他们。
It's a very powerful meditation because we have to cultivate strong compassion to imagine taking their suffering and strong love to imagine giving them our body possessions and merit.
对，这种观想的方式哦，静坐的方式，其实它有很强的一个影响力，因为我们必须先发大慈心，先发大悲心，我们才会心里想要把所有的众生的苦患带到我们的身上，然后我们也要发大慈心，我们才会想要把我们的利乐奉献给他们。
So what this verse is saying is whenever we have an opportunity in front of us to benefit others, we will benefit them. So that's directly offering benefit and happiness to others.
所以这个寄送文就是说，当我们有那个机会去利益别人的时候，我们就可以去马上去利益他，这就是直接给予他们利益。
But when we hear of people suffering, or even if we know the person, but the situation is such that we can't directly benefit them, then we'll do this meditation where we imagine taking their suffering away from them and giving them what they need.
但是如果我们听到有人在受苦，而我们不能直接的去帮他的时候，我们就可以用这种静坐观想的方式去自己观想我们在帮他们去除他们的苦患。
And so that's indirectly giving every benefit and happiness.
那我们这样的观想的方式，把我们的观想，我们把利益奉献给他们，这样就是一个间接利益他们的方式。
And so we do this happily because we see all other living beings as having been our mothers, and we recognize that we recognize that in previous lives when they were our mothers, they were as kind to us as our present mother has been to us.
所以我们是以很随喜的心态这样的观想，因为我们意念到所有的众生在我们的前世都是我们的慈母，那时候他们是以很慈悲的心态照顾我们。
Okay, so we offer them every benefit, every happiness, and we do this in secret. We don't advertise it.
所以我们把所有的利益、所有的心里的乐都奉献给所有的慈母，而我们是在暗中这么做，不是去大量宣传。
Oh, look what I did to help you. Aren't you grateful?
就好像说，哎，你看啊，我帮你做的这么多好事，你应该感恩我吗？
Yeah. Or I'm doing a meditation, imagining taking on your suffering. Aren't I great? I'm such a good practitioner.
还是去跟人家说，哎，我现在在静坐观想，我把你所有的苦患取出来，我不是一个很高尚的修行者吗？
Okay, so we don't do that. We practice in secret. We're humble.
那我们不要这么做，要谦虚，就是在暗中这样做这种观想。
Okay, then the last verse says, without these practices being defiled by the stains of the eight worldly concerns, and by perceiving all phenomena as illusory, I will practice without grasping to release all beings from the bondage of the disturbing, unsubdued mind and karma.
那最后一个寄送文就说，愿此一切我所行，不为八法念垢染，以知诸法如幻之，无执离苦而解脱。
Okay, so what this verse is saying, is we're going to do all the above practices of transforming our mind, training our mind in new perspectives. Yeah, but we're going to do it without the eight worldly concerns.
所以这最后一个寄送文就是说，以上所提到所有的这些修心的行为，我们就要去行持，而我们行持的当中就不要被八世间法而垢染我们的的行为。
So the eight worldly concerns are things like, we want praise, we want offerings, we want respect.
所以八世间法就是提到说，我们就是要别人赞叹我们、供养我们、恭敬我们。
Yeah, we want fame and good reputation.
我们要好的名誉，也要财富。
Yeah, we want sense pleasures. We want praise.
我们要得到我那些五根上的要受欲。
Yeah. So this is saying we're going to do all these practices of transforming our attitude and relating to others with love and compassion without all this ego business going on.
对，这就是说明说，当我们要转变我们的信念的时候，我们要对大家对大众发慈心和悲心的时候，是不是带着那种我慢的心态而这样做出这些行为？
Okay, we're going to help others just like we would help ourselves.
我们帮别人就是就像我们要帮自己一样。
Yeah, when we help ourselves, we don't congratulate ourselves for being so wonderful.
我们帮到自己的时候，不会说恭喜自己吧，好像自己是很好的一个人一样。
Yeah, so similarly, when we help somebody else, we shouldn't get all puffed up about it.
那一样的，当我们有帮别人的时候，也不必说变成很骄傲啊，觉得自己很自大。
Yeah, we shouldn't expect somebody, you know, because we've been kind to them, like, okay, you owe me something now.
不应该说有帮到别人，就好像别人欠我们什么。
So instead, we're going to practice with the mind of not grasping at anything as having an inherent essence. Yeah, so with that wisdom mind and with the compassion mind of taking care of others.
所以我们是以很有智慧、有悲心的心态对待着其他的众生，不要去执着他们有自己的本性。
Okay, and so in that way, by becoming bodhisattvas, by becoming Buddhas, then we will work to liberate all beings from the bondage of the disturbing afflictions and karma that keep them in samsara.
所以我们就这样修菩萨道要成佛，那从中我们就可以说无执离缚而解脱，帮所有的众生解脱他们的烦恼，离开他们的恶业。
Okay. So that's the eight verses.
那就是简短说这个修心八颂。
Okay.
那有没有什么问题啊？还有一点点时间。
There's a bit of time for questions.
Yeah.
有问题要提出来吗？
就刚刚就讲的，或是说你在学我上。
No questions. After the talk, don't all line up with your questions.
讲座之后不可以排队问私人的问题哦。
Yeah.
尽管发问。
You think? Yes. Good. Hooray.
因为法师刚刚提的都是大悲愿心嘛，那我想这个就是我们学佛主要的，那就是愿心啊。那就是说像这样子的话，我们是一般的众生啊，我们是想要这个心，可是我们要怎么样如何来这样子，真的能发生这样子的心？因为像刚刚法师就有特别提到说。就是把我们乐给众生，然后众生的苦我们受嘛，这个道理我们是可以看的。可是我们都想到离苦得乐啊，那我们怎么这个菩提心能够这样把它增长？谢谢。
So she said that you talked about, I mean, the whole idea of generating great compassion, having the result of great compassion is the heart of Buddhist practice.
Uh-huh.
And so how exactly do we practice so that we have this great compassionate mind?
Mm.
Especially when we are ordinary sentient beings, mm. we want to have happiness and give up and be free of suffering and its causes. And yet here you're telling us to take on the suffering of others and give away our happiness. So how do we reconcile that?
When we are self-centered, In our effort to get happiness, we create a lot of negative karma.
所以当我们有自我中心的态度的时候，由这种自我中心态度而推动我们去取乐的时候，我们其实在造会造很多恶业。
When we are self-centered and lack compassion, we cheat, we lie, we steal, we kill, we talk behind other people's back.
因为我们很自私自利的时候，又没有发慈悲心，就反而会去杀人啊，去传妄语啊，去欺骗别人，这样就从中伤害到很多人。
When we have compassion for others, we are kind, we are helpful and generous, we keep good ethical conduct, we are forgiving, and we create so much merit that brings happy results.
那反而我们有发慈悲心的时候，我们就会行善，对别人有很慷慨的态度，会持戒，有功德，在道德行为上都非常的好。那从中我们也就会造很多善业。
So being self-centered, yeah, grabbing everything for ourselves actually brings us suffering, and being compassionate brings us happiness.
所以我们很自私自利，有自我中心态度的时候啊，要所有的东西都夺取。其实给我们带来很多痛苦，反而是发慈悲心，对其他人行善的时候，我们才会造快乐的因。
And when you are a kind person, do you feel better about yourself? When you treat other people respectfully and kindly, don't you feel better about yourself?
那当你行善的时候啊，对别人友善，对别人恭敬的时候，你心里会觉得比较好受吗？比较快乐吗？
And when we criticize and blame and gossip inside, we just don't feel so good about ourselves.
那当我们去毁谤别人啊，还是就对别人有恶劣的行为的时候，我们心里也是很难受嘛，对不对？
So this is why the Dalai Lama says, if you want to be happy, be selfish and take care of others.
所以达赖喇嘛尊者时常说，你真的要快乐的吗？
No, he said, if you want to be selfish, be selfish in the right way and take care of others.
不是，尊者就是说，你要自私的话，要有以善巧的方式去自私，要照顾到别人，你才会快乐。
Yeah. So if we want our own happiness, be wisely selfish and take care of others, because that will create the cause karmically for us to be happy. And even in this life, we'll be happy because we feel better about ourselves.
所以如果我们以智慧的方式去做自私的人的话，其实我们应该去照顾到别人。因为我们照顾到、关怀到其他人的时候，我们在造善业，在今生和来世都会有善的果报。所以在因缘的这种想法、因果相的概念，我们其实要真正的利益自己，就应该去行善。
Make sense?
合理不合理？
Other questions?
还有其他问题吗？
Yes.
So she heard that His Holiness the Dalai Lama recites the 8 verses every day.
Yes.
So if we do the same, will that also help us to cultivate our great compassion?
You bet.
当然了。
But not just recite it, think about it and put it into practice in your life.
那单独读诵不够，你要去思维，然后也要在你的生活当中去运作，这样才会得到这个八诵的真正的利益。
Yeah, the purpose of reciting is to remind ourselves to act that way and to think that way.
所以读诵这些偈文 是要提醒我们要如何去行持。
But the reciting this and practicing it will definitely help you develop compassion.
但是天天这样读诵一定会提醒我们怎么去修大悲心。
Will dedicate, yeah, and often our minds are overwhelmed by the garbage, negative garbage. Mm-hmm. So these eight verses of thought contemplation really help us to transform our minds, to give up this garbage. Mm-hmm. And reading this daily is very helpful. And if you memorize it, then it becomes your own. It is not, doesn't belong to His Holiness or the author.
Mm-hmm. Very
good,
thank you.
说得非常好，谢谢。
那我们就简单回想。
Do a simple dedication.
Okay. So let's rejoice that we were able to spend the afternoon together this way and create so much merit by training our mind in these very good ideas.
所以现在大家一起先随喜。我们今天下午花了这段时间一起互相法谈，然后从中锻炼了我们的心，开始有这些新的概念。
And you can imagine that merit is like a ball of light in the center of your chest. And you radiate that light out so that it touches each and every living being. And think that it brings them health and mental peace.
你也可以观想今天下午所有我们累积的功德在你的心成为一个光亮的球。从你的心开始发光，发光给所有的众生，带给他们快乐。
And then let's dedicate so that our compassion continually grows.
就让我们回向我们现在的。发的悲心会继续增上。
And that all beings can generate compassion and help each other.
也但愿所有的众生也能一样发大悲心，互相支持。
And let's dedicate also so that everybody who has been harmed can forgive those people who have harmed them.
那我们也回向所有受过伤害的人能有包容心，可以原谅伤害他们的人。